Gila just blessed the beat. Hi, everybody. What's up, everybody? This is Shana the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to episode 1 of season 2 of Why the Songbird Sings. I am super ecstatic, Shahari, to bring in the new year. What's been up? What's been new with you? What's been going on since the year began?
Since the year began, I mean, it started, and I went back to work. You know, I had a little break off and on. The first time actually having a real break during the holidays, for real, with the new job and everything. So, yeah, I just spent time with family, and I got a lot of surprises that I will not share at this time. But yeah, I got some things that I wasn't expecting to get, and that'll come later. As far as everything else, I'm just looking forward to the double happening this year. And yeah, what about you?
Let's see. Yes, the year just started. Many of our superstars have already started to fall. Things such as like the corona flu and all that stuff is out. And so it's just like, so work has been kind of.
Are you saying the
work has been busy?
Corona and the flu, or the mixture of both?
The mixture of.
Meaning someone got corona flu.
Yes, and it's called something. It's like flu-rona or something they say.
That's terrible.
I'm over it all. And Omicron is like making everyone scared. Broadway is possibly trying to shut down and stuff. And so it's whatever. Like I said, work has been work. I'm extending. I'll be here until my birthday, or until Danny's birthday in March. It is what it is. We're short-staffed, and yeah, just making it through. Let's see. Speaking of birthdays, my birthday's coming up in April, so
that's a long way away.
Right. Well, you know the way the months are kind of like passing by.
Whose months passing by?
My month.
Exactly. Speak for yourself.
Don't do this. But it just feels like, I don't know, time is speeding past me. And so, my plan is to go to Greece. So hopefully, everything is well with like, travel and everything for me to do that. And that will be, a solo trip. So that's going to be interesting. And then, my person came to visit me. The one I've been talking about for the past couple episodes.
Fun. Your person. That's what he's called. Got you.
Because it's a very different situation. Because we're not together, but we're still dating. And like it feels like we're together, but we're not. But I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoyed him. We did a little photo shoot. It was interesting.
When you say interesting, does that mean you weren't wearing clothes, or was it just random poses?
First of all, what you're not going to do is possibly have the question of if I was wearing clothes. Yes, I was wearing clothes. He was wearing clothes.
Well, you've taken photo shoots where you weren't wearing much, so that's a valid question.
I guess, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't to do a photo shoot with both of us naked. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's weird. That's awkward.
That's awkward.
I feel like that would be awkward. Like, unless I am getting paid to pose nude with a man around or on top of me or something like that, I don't think I would want a photographer there with me and another person, especially someone who I am romantically involved with, to take my pictures. Like, I don't know. It just, yeah.
No, right.
I don't want you to capture that moment of our existence. But yes, so that was great. He had a wonderful time, and yeah, things have been like really, actually super amazing afterwards. And so it just kind of makes me nervous as far as like, how long will this happiness last, in a sense, especially with my track record of
individuals. That is depressing. This year, I just gotta let you know that you gotta speak life over yourself all the time. So, you know, because you gotta let the stuff roll out, and you can't expect the worst to happen or the negative to happen. You just gotta live in the moment. Enjoy the moment while you have it. Don't anticipate depression.
Like, I mean, yes, I'm with you. I understand completely. However, it's just like, I feel like I still need to like mentally prepare myself for possible, I don't want to say carnage, that's too dramatic, but possible devastation in some kind of sense.
Oh, this is why the songbird sings.
I see what you did there. Don't do it. Don't do that. But anyways, but nevertheless, that is wonderful. That is fine. Also, I'm really excited. So the end of last year, I guest starred on a podcast called Thoughts with Iron, where host Iron, what does he say? Your favorite MC, aka your favorite RT, had me on his show, and we spoke for 2 hours and had
no problem for
wonderful
you.
Content. No problem for him either. And it created a two-part episode situation. And apparently it was the highest listened shows that he has had so far on his podcast. I'm not surprised because of how wild and how raw and everything was and everything went. I'm not surprised at that. And he apparently had the most questions and feedback sent to him. And so I think earlier this week, on Tuesday, I went and recorded a second episode. So it will be technically three episodes with Iron, and I'm super excited to have him on the show, because I feel like he's a very interesting energy for us to have on here. And
that's a very nice way of saying what you're trying to say, I think.
And then also that recording lasted for like an hour, And literally, like, at an hour and 15 minutes, he said, all right, we've been doing this for an hour. He was like, I'm not doing a two-part series, a two-part episode again. I was like, well, sir, you need to find a conclusion if so we can wrap this up. Because he didn't have anything planned. We just kind of just talked about whatever. And so we are going to make a plan for him to make sure that we're not having a three-hour discussion.
I would literally just say goodbye after an hour and a half, especially if it's a conversation like y'all be having. After an hour, I'll probably be like, all right, y'all can finish up for me. And I'm so serious. Are you laughing? I will not.
And the question, so have you listened to the episodes? Because I sent them to you.
You always ask this question, and I was afraid for my my purity, so I did not.
Wait, why were you afraid for your purity? Is the question.
Because you have very open conversations, and that is, you like to have conversations like that. I don't like to have conversations like that or listen to other people's conversations about that. I don't even know what it was. All I know was it was open and free. That's all I know. I know that.
Well, listeners, if you would like to listen to it and get a, I guess, a different perspective of... I don't think it's a different perspective. It's probably the same perspective. It's just probably a little bit more raunchy, I guess.
Sounds all right.
Of Shauna on Thoughts with Iron, just plugging him in. I think it's episode... hold on. Let me be ratchet. Look up the... It's the name of the show is Deep Thoughts with Iron. And the episodes were episode 38, part 1 and 2. The title is Sex Slaves, Ventilators, and Cuddling with Other Men.
Exactly why I didn't listen to the damn podcast.
You don't do me like that. But anyways, feel free to go listen and tell, you can send us or you can turn around and reach out to Iron and tell us your feedback and how you felt, if you needed to pray afterwards. I mean, definitely understand. And I'm super
Shauna,
excited.
How would they contact us with those questions?
They can contact us via our Gmail account, which is Why the Songbird Sings Podcast at gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, which is Why the Songbird Sings. And also you can even catch episodes on Facebook as well. You can do all your things all in one place. Mm-hmm. Or even hit us up on our Instagram, which is Why the Songbird Sings. We do communicate with people through all those things, and I just started us a TikTok. I'm not gonna toss that one out yet, because the team that I have employed to do our TikTok has some questions with like logistics of it, so we're going to continue to work with that and get it on with the TikTok, because I know that some of you love you guys some TikTok, so therefore, you know, let's go where the people are. I'm part of that world.
Agreed.
And so yeah, so I think that's pretty much it as far as like announcements and new things going on. I'll bring it up later in the conversation before our guest today of what I want to say. So I'll probably hold this comment. Alrighty. So Now is time for reflections. It's fascinating thinking that our memory is in a sense limited as we get older, but it doesn't stop one from realizing you are always who you are, and the life experiences simply reinforce more of who you are. There you are, everyone in your family cheering and screaming, completely excited. You scream and jump and rave on with the rest. Now, baby, since you are always stereotyped and pushed with these societal and communal expectations, their eyes are constantly on you. Continue to be true to the queen that you will become, and don't allow these looks, words, and feelings to cloud your judgment on what you should be doing, because you're going to always do what's best for you. You watch as the young, fit bodies fold and flex before your eyes. You hear the moans and the groans of pain and satisfaction parade around your young ears. You smell the scent of perfume and cologne, tango with the natural musk. For hours, these animalistic display entertains you but doesn't call out to you. Remember to stay firmly to who you are. Sincerely, Shauna. Alrighty, and so that was my reflections. Just so you know, I dislike you with a passion.
I was wondering if you were talking about Christmas at first, and then you kept talking. It's like, no, that's not Christmas. That's not people opening presents. Not Christmas presents. Not like, not the ones that aren't bodily. Then again, I don't even know. What were you talking about? Let's be open and free. What were you actually describing in this reflection?
I'm sorry, everyone. Oh, Jesus. I'm so happy I'm sober, because if I was tipsy, I would be even more weak than what I am now. Like, your face was priceless. I'm sorry. But in that reflections, I was reminded by my mother of a time when we all went out. Anyone who is from Birmingham, Alabama knows that Parker High School is a historic Black high school in the city. And they had a football game. And so this is back in the day, back in the 90s. And we were watching a football game. And my uncle, like my grandmother's brothers were there. I don't remember if my grandmother was there. And I think she might have stayed at home. But her sisters, my mom, her sister, and some of my older cousins and whatnot, we're all there watching the football game. And because I have always been a heavier person, growing up, the expectation for me was to play football. And also when I was younger, I was deep in the church and whatnot. And, you know, I even had people to expect for me to be like the next preacher and all this kind of stuff. And it was just always these expectations, because I guess I looked and I looked the part, I would say.
Yeah.
And so at the football game, I was watching the football players and everything, and apparently, I think my aunt had asked, I'm like, oh, do you want to play football? Do you want to do it or whatever? And I looked at them tackle and everything else. And I said, oh, no, that's not it. And my mother reminded me of that moment, and she started laughing, because her and my aunt was having, I guess, going back down memory lane, because apparently they kind of was like, you know, you should put Shauna in football and blah, blah, blah. And my mom's like, I'm not going to let them do that. Like, they don't want to. And yeah, it was not for me. even in school when I played, unless it was flag football, I didn't want to play football. And even with flag football, they still will tackle me because I was big. So I'm just like, you know what? You don't have to do this. I didn't ask for violence. I did not choose violence. So please leave me alone. So that was that memory of me and my family at a football game, and them trying to, I guess, spark my interest in it, and it completely backfired.
All right. Was that all? Was that it?
Yes.
That was okay. It. Where did the musk and the perfume and cologne come from?
The people in the crowd, like, there'd be some people that be musty. There's some people that wear too much perfume.
It'd
be
too okay. Much, so this is one of those reflections where you literally made it sound sexual, and it had nothing to do with it at all.
I think you're just conditioned.
No. Go whenever you listen to the replay, I don't hear no crap. I don't hear nothing because you did not describe a football game. That was not what you described. I'm not the only one that thinks that.
From your ears, what do you think I described then?
Possible dancing in a club. Or you were literally at an orgy and you were 5 years old or something. I don't know.
No, I was 5 years old at an orgy. Look here. I might have had my first kiss at, like, I don't know. I had to been like close to 7, I guess. But still, not an orgy.
But yeah, that's what you kind of described. I'm sorry. That's what you made it sound like. You made it sound very inappropriate, as if you were too young to see what you saw. That's what I got from that reflections. That was my interpretation of what you said. Even though that's not what you were talking about, but you very much made it sound like something like that. That was not just a description of a football game. It was not. And you're not going to convince me so. You're not going to convince me so.
Well, in my mind, it would be... I mean, I feel like that would just accurately describe a football game.
No, okay, that's you. See, that's why I said to me, that was not a football game description.
Oh, my goodness.
To you it was, and that's all that matters. You explained what you were thinking, and that's all I can ask for. You explained the reflection. That's all I can ask for you to do. So,
oh my God.
Very good.
I'm not doing it. It's a new year. It's a new dawn.
It's a new year, and you're still describing sex about everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, how are we going to go to Words of Light after this? How are we supposed to transition from that to that?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You are too much. Anyways, Shahari, please, please just give us some Words of Light. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
You tried. Did you try to bring it in, but you couldn't.
See, that's why I'm gonna cut most of this out. Have the music there so we can reset. I might play the music twice to reset the minds of the listeners. Cause I love it. I'm for
I
it.
really
Go
think you should
ahead.
keep all this in there, actually. I really do. Okay. But now I've done something. Okay, here we go. No, I did it again. Here we go. Okay. Welcome to the Words of Light segment. This is Shahari. So it's a new year, and I'm going to begin this segment with a testimony about some of the new things that has happened in my life. So God has been really good to me. I'm gonna tell you about the new house from last year and me praying about things. And so here's some of the things that have happened since December to now. I'm really thankful for my parents because they continue to be loving and supportive, and they are very willing to give to their children because they want the best for us, they want us to have the best, and they continue to show that. And I'm very thankful for them. Thank the Lord for them. I got a new phone. My dad got us all new phones. I didn't even ask for a new phone, but I had the Google Pixel 2 for like 4 years, and I didn't really say anything about I needed a new phone, but he just got us a new phone. So I have a what's this? Galaxy 21? Is it Galaxy 21 or 22? FE something?
That's gross.
No, I don't do Apple stuff, so this is fine for me. I'm very thankful for this phone. Pretty cool. I got a new case and everything. It's pretty cool. And so I got that. I didn't even ask for it. I got a new phone. And my parents, since they have like a parking lot of cars, they're going to give me a car. They're going to give me a car. And so that's cool. So I have two vehicles. And I also got a raise in my salary. And I prayed for a certain amount, but I said, Lord, no limits. And God gave me double in this raise. So I have increased, like I said, I was going to in that last episode, I think it was. So that increase has already happened. I got double for what I prayed for. So that increase is good. So now I can take care of those two cars that I'm going to have now. And I'm noticing around me, people just want to bless me. I'm really thankful for my CEO at my job. She's very good, and she listens, and she makes sure that we have what we need. And she's also very giving. Also, she buys us lunch rather frequently. And I'm thankful for my grandparents. I went home for a funeral, unfortunately, but I did go home, and I hadn't been home since 2019. And my grandma's was there, and one of them, they just got me a bunch of stuff for the house. And it's like, Grandma, I don't need you buying me all the stuff, but she got me so much stuff. And it was very nice. So many things for the bathroom and the pot and pan set. Just blessings just keep raining down, you know. So that's just something I wanted to share with you, a testimony of some things that have happened. I didn't want to share that at the beginning because that would have taken from this testimony. So that is my testimony. I'm going to ask Shauna, do you have anything to testify for of what you're thankful for or what's happened new that any testimony that you have?
Let's see. Yes, I am very thankful as well because at first my contract was ending and I was looking for new contracts and whatnot, and was getting difficult because I always take off for Danny's birthday and my birthday month and it was getting very difficult. And so I was very fortunate enough to, when I asked to extend, that I did ask for more money. And because part of my wage was going to go down because I extended, which was stupid. But in that process, when it took them longer to get back with my company, And when they got back with us, they offered much more than what we asked them for. So it was, so that is definitely, definitely a testimony for, this new year and everything. And as you said, you did speak, of increase, last year and in last episode, which I agreed with you. And so yeah, so it's wonderful. Got an increase and I'm able to stay in my same place. Cause one of the thoughts was I was going to have to move. I was going to pay more. I was going to be further away from work, but all that worked out. Same place, more money, not super high rent either. So everything worked out for the good.
Yeah, that's good. Now, on this one, I'm going to invite you all to, all those who are listening, I'm going to invite you to get your Bible or a Bible app for your scriptures, because I have a few scriptures. I'm going to be sharing some prophetic words for 2022 from Dr. Jolynn Whitaker, who I follow on YouTube and Twitter. And she's very Holy Ghost filled, very good, the prophet. So I'm going to share this prophetic word of 2022 with you guys. Just going to share some of the points that I wrote down. This is the year of the victorious church. So for the Holy Ghost filled church, this is a victorious year for them. Not the watered down ones who just give out the feel good preachings, but the ones that actually show signs, miracles, and wonders that actually have the Holy Ghost power flowing in the church. The devil sent to you will knock themselves out. I will go further into that later on. But, you know, we're talking about how you have your situations where someone makes you mad. And I keep telling you to not try to avenge yourself, to let God take care of them. The devil sent to you will knock themselves out, because he doesn't like people to mess with his anointed people, his flock. He's putting keys in your hands. Now, this prophetic word for 2022, this is for those who diligently seek the Lord. So if you diligently seek the Lord, these are the things that are coming to you in 2022. He's putting keys in your hands. See, I haven't gotten the car yet, but it's coming. And that's one of those keys in my hand that's coming. We will increase. We've already seen a portion of that. You and me both, we got those raises at our jobs. And we will encounter our set time and activation. Our gifts. Some of us, you may already know what your gift is. You may already be working into it. I've already gotten something in my spirit through TikTok. You know, I just scrolling through TikTok. Sometimes you get words. Sometimes you get information. Sometimes you get a lot of information. You learn about some stuff. and hope is true. You know, you got to look it up. But as far as encountering our set time and activation, I got something in my spirit that I need to look into. That people have been telling me to do for years. Like, I would be so good at it, but I have, like, how am I supposed to get into it? And I think I've finally see how I might get into it. And whenever I get into it, I'll let you guys know. So those are some of the points of the prophetic word for 2022. Now, to see these things manifest in our lives, we have to seek him diligently, not casually. So right now I'm doing a 21-day fast. Now I've been Shauna's like, nah. I've been doing a fast since before last year. I just did it like 3 days a week, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now there are two types of fasts you can do. It's either the Daniel fast or the liquid fast. Typically, if someone tells you that you can just not watch TV or not play games, that is not a biblical fast. Fast involves not eating something or not eating certain foods. So I've been doing that fasting and praying. So you can either do the 21-day. If you haven't ever started, we already started in January 3rd. You can finish up with us if you don't want to do 21 days. You know, just start where you are. And just do 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Daniel fast. That is no meats, no sweets. So basically that is
No meats. That's my diet.
That's vegetables. That's part of your diet. Vegetables.
I mean, but you know, fruits, all I eat is meat
and grains. From 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. After 5 p.m., you can have your meat.
I'm tired. 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm getting off work at 8 o'clock.
You can do it. Do it with me. You can do it fast and pray. Pray the Lord's Prayer 4 times a day. That's fast and praying. Okay? Tithes and offering to a church, either online or in person, that shows its fruit. You know, a church that fills with Holy Ghost power, that has signs, wonders, and miracles. You know, that tithes is your 10%, and offering is what you feel to give. That is just some of the things that I've been doing, and I've been seeing that increase happen in my life. And make room for God in your house. That could be a bathroom, that could be a closet, that could be a prayer chair. Just make room for Him to flow in your house. Make God's house in your house. So we're going to go to 2 Samuel 7, 4 through 5. And find the scripture. One moment. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 4 through 5. And it came about on that night that the word of Jehovah came to Nathan, saying, "Go, and you must say to my servant David, this is what Jehovah has said, shoot yourself, build me a house for me to dwell in." So He wants to dwell with you. That's why you want to make a space for Him whenever you pray, that He can come and you can receive Him in that space. Whether it be a chair, if you don't have a private room or private closet, you can always, the bathroom is pretty private, you know, typically, so you can use the bathroom. So make room for God in your house, somewhere in your house. And going back to the devil sent to you will knock themselves out. So we're going to go to Psalms 118. You can read Psalms 118, 5 through 16, but we're just going to read verses 5 through 6. So Psalms 118, verse 5 through 6. Out of the distressing circumstances, I called upon Jah. Jah answered and put me into a roomy place. Jehovah is on my side. I shall not fear. What can an earthly man do to me? So anybody who's dealing with vaccine mandates or anything, they can't really do anything to you. He might be trying to get you out of that space where He can bless you with something bigger or better. Just know that earthly man can't do anything to you against the power of God. Also, I want you to claim this next scripture for yourself and speak it out loud. This is Luke 10 and 19. Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 19. Look, I have given you the authority to trample underfoot serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means do you harm. Once again, the devil sent to you will knock themselves out. Just claim that scripture over yourself. Speak it out loud whenever you get done with your fasting. And claim Luke 10 and 19, proclaim Luke 10 and 19 over yourself. Now, we're in 2022, we're coming back to ourselves. We were made for good works. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10, talks about that. Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10. By the undeserved kindness, indeed you have been saved through faith. And this not owing to you, it is God's gift. So by you accepting God and Jesus into your life as your Savior, you are saved. No, it is not owing to works, in order that no man should have ground for boasting. For we are a product of His work, and were created in union with Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to walk in them. So you were made for good works. Just know that our gifts are coming, that gift activation. So we're figuring out what it is that we can do for the world and what will help us increase and help other people come to know God. In Psalm 65 and 11, I will receive and live in plenty. Overflow is coming in 2022. So those are some highlights that I kept up with for the prophetic word of 2022. So I hope that you receive that. I hope that you join us in this fasting and praying. If you want to kind of make that a fasting lifestyle, at least 1 to 3 days out of the week, 5 into 5 p.m., fasting, praying, that helps you keep control of your flesh, and that helps you grow in your relationship with God. So we're going to end this with the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to challenge every listener to pray the Lord's Prayer every day. If I can find it, it's Matthew 6 and 10, I believe. Yes, Matthew 6, we're going to start on verse 9. Well, some verse 9. Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place as in heaven, also upon the earth. Give us today our bread for this day, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the wicked one. So just that's the Lord's Prayer. We say in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And I hope that y'all go forth and prosper. That was your Words of Light segment for this episode.
We'll continue to work on ourselves and continue to claim his gifts and his glory, and to continue to spread his joys and his word so that other people can also experience these things and the kingdom can grow on earth as it will in heaven.
Agreed.
Awesome. I love it. I always... Your words of light to me would be next to our interviews is my favorite part of the show.
Not the reflections?
I mean, some reflections for me are very therapeutic, especially if I am going through something and having that self-reflection and having that moment to talk to younger Shauna, it's needed, and also puts me in a sense outside of my circumstances, outside of myself, to kind of see like where I was, where I am now, and have hope to like for where I'm going. And And kind of just, it allows me to not look at the situations as mountains, but as small hills.
Because you realize where you came from.
Right.
It now looks like a hill instead of a mountain like it did before, or you're talking about the present mountains?
The present mountains.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, so typically, if you're going through something, of course, it's like it feels huge. It feels like it's a lot, and then that's when you pray and do what you need to do in
Fast.
Order to get over it. Yes, we fast. Fast. 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Once to three times a week. For 21 days straight. Oh, yes. but sometimes when you have that self-reflection of, you know, we're constantly running into these situations. We're constantly running to mountains. At some point, it doesn't matter when. And for you to look back on it and be like, you know, you were going through it, and it looked so big at the moment. But once you come over, you're just like, geez, it was intense. It was rough, but it wasn't as bad as it seemed in the beginning.
You see what I'm saying? That makes more sense now.
Yes.
But I guess you're still reflecting upon what you went through before so that you know that you will get over it this time like you did back then. Okay.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Now I get it. Just take a minute.
Right. I do not want a software update. Not right now. Stop it. Anyways. But yes. And so, So that's pretty much, but yeah, I do enjoy your words of light. They always touch my spirit. I've been doing better with cussing people out after
meaning you're still months. Cussing people out?
Huh?
You saying you're doing better with cussing people out. Are you still cussing people out?
I'm not cussing people out. Actually, I don't think I have cussed people out like I used to. I want to say I have not. I'm doing good. I'm doing good, okay? I'm doing better. Jeez. Don't judge me. So everyone, we're going to take a moment to highlight our business for the episode. And this business is called Drift Kitchen. The mission and vision for Drift Kitchen is to make sexy or gourmet food accessible to a new set of taste buds by using a multitude of seasonings from all along the Caribbean region. And along with those ingredients, we can expose an entire new market to exciting new flavors. The origin of the name comes from the partners that own the truck. They call the partnership they have created Continental Drift, referring to pure menus drifting through and using flavors from across different continents. If you like what I just described, please contact Chef Hassan at IG at by.chefsan or add him on Facebook at Hassan Golden. Thank you. And their description will be at the bottom. So before we have our interview with today's guest, which is Miss Mia, I talked about her on our podcast several episodes ago. She is originally from Africa, from Cameroon. And from there, she's done many things. She's in military. She's done braiding. She has done, she sells dresses and hats. And she's become a content creator and an influencer. And she just has so many hats. And so I'm very excited to have her on the show. Also, she's the one responsible for... whenever I am living in New York City, always hit me up and be like, girl, please, my hair, it needs to be touched by the Lord. Please let him work through you to make me more presentable in his sight. And okay. It's your face is for me. It was the eye. The eye closing moment for me. And so me is the one responsible for this beautiful black and white, black and gray ombre box braids over my dreadlocks. It matches my salt and pepper in my hair that is occurring naturally. Unfortunately, I don't know. We'll see how it goes once like half of my dreads are white and the other half is black. But,
well, I mean, I got my hair twisted and the young lady, she found one gray hair, I think, that was there. So
welcome.
So, yeah.
I have patches. Like, I have a patch in the front, like, at my widow's peak. And then, like, I have, like, little everywhere else. My nose hairs are white. It's so gross.
Your nose hairs are white.
Child, let me tell you. I was in California, and I think I was just grooming myself, and I was talking on the phone with my mother, and I was like, oh, my God, what is this in my nose? And I'm thinking, it's some little dust or something. I don't know. And I went to go clean my nose. And I was like, it's not coming out. Mom, what is this? And when I looked closer, because, like, the gray hairs are in my head. They're not gray. They're white. And so some of the hairs in my nose were also white. And I was like, okay. I'm like, I'm not that old. Remember that. But needless to say, love Mia. She does my styling. Love her. But she's going to be talking to us about her content creation, her presence on social media, which she has shared with me, which I am hoping to kind of like do for Shahari and I to do more, have more of a presence on social media. We've been trying. We are just very, I don't know.
I am not a very super, super social person. So, sometimes I see stuff to,
social person.
Oh yeah. We're just kind of, we're working with ourselves. so yeah. It's kind of weird that you're only a physical social person. That's weird. That's different.
Because it's not, you're not getting, you can't always read the energy well and properly over social media, mm-hmm. or on through social apps and this and the other. And so I personally prefer like in person, in person, talk to you, vibe, crack jokes, this and the other. Because it's very easy for the things that come out of my mouth to be offensive.
Same.
especially if you are unaware of the inflections and the tone in which I say things. So that is, we're going to work on it. It's a new year. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this. We're going to do it, Shahara. but in addition to that, I just wanted to touch briefly on, so I was watching, programming from T.S. Madison and I like watching her and I enjoy her shows because like me, she's a little raunchy. She came from the adult, she was able to turn her career from the adult porn industry and work into having her own TV show for Fox Soul and everything. And she really talks about her process and how she's been working this and the other. And so I started watching the Fox Soul show and I enjoy the concept because her show, similar to ours, is trying to bridge that gap with the queer community and the cishet community. And we add that spirituality component to it, to kind of have like this wholeness in a sense. for that bridge. And so, and I was like, oh, I was like, I love the concept, because I feel like we need more of that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And as the years have been going by, at least in the past 3 years, we're getting more representation. We're getting more accurate representation. I'll say that. We're getting more queer people being put out in the forefront. We're getting more stories that are not always traumatic and dark. And we're getting some good positive stories coming out of this. And at the same time, those stories, the good and positive, also coincide with the negative as well. But I just kind of like want to ask you, Shahari, like, do you feel like we are driving in our purpose as far as us creating our content with this podcast, as far as the original concept, and are we still revolving in that plane?
I believe the original concept, you were trying to remake our normal conversations, except in podcast form, or because, well, you did add some reflection stuff, but I remember when we used to live together, I would sometimes come in and do our Daily Bread devotional and read it with you, or even whenever you were on New York. I think you would call or something, and I think I would share a devotional with you. So I think you want to just reenact our conversations, except of course it had to be for a podcast, and to be so we had to prepare a little more. We had to prepare the conversation. Right. So, right. I think we're still doing that. Now I'm still having to come out of my shell with these interviews. Sure, you know I'm not a super social person, so.
Well, you want to be.
I don't even know if I really want to be. I just want to be able to share with people, you know, because I do like people, but people also tend to make me feel down. So,
same. I understand.
So I think we are still in our purpose as far as sharing our relationship with each other, with the world, with the listeners, and people do seem to like what we are putting out as far as the reflections and the words of light. And I don't know about the discussions, but I don't know if people are liking the discussions. I don't know about the discussion, but
what's it called? Actually, this new person that I've been talking to for a few weeks now, started listening to the podcast, and it always surprises me, like when these men, like, they try to talk to me, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd be like, well, I have a podcast and blah blah blah, sometimes I'd be a little busy doing stuff with that, and it surprises me that they actually go and listen. And so I also get their feedback, as well as like other friends and family and even coworkers who have listened to the podcast. But they also, they do feel like our discussions are quite informative, and they like the fact that, for us to come from two different backgrounds and have to maybe sometimes two opposing feelings towards it, that we're able to still have this, open discussion. And I guess they're able to insert themselves, whether on either side or even in the middle, I guess, and able to like take in the information without it being like any kind of attacks on either side.
Okay. As far as the feedback that I've gotten, I think only gotten feedback from like one person, and she said that we were funny. Just like, I didn't realize that we were that funny. Apparently she said that we were kind of funny. I don't know what episode she'll listen to, But that's good to know.
She had to listen to the No Fucks Given episodes.
Oh.
Because Iron listened to one of our episodes before I went on the show, and it was the No Fucks Given episode, and he was talking about how it was funny and how he enjoyed it. He also said that our voices were very very good for podcasting and whatnot. So that's gonna be interesting.
That's even more interesting because whenever I listen to my voice, whenever I listen to it on a replay, I'm like, I don't like my voice. I don't like it at all. But everybody's like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Like, I don't hear what y'all are hearing. I don't know what it is.
And I understand. I feel the same way about my voice. But to people, our voices are attractive to them. And then when we have Iron on the thing, I feel like it'll probably be too much sensationalized because he too has a deep voice like yours, and it probably will be too much for the listeners. They'll just be like, "This is I'm going to sleep. It's too soothing. It's too soothing." But I did my person or significant other. I guess we've come to the agreement of saying of significant other. My significant other did mention how, like, with our podcast, he listens to it and he finds it entertaining. He finds it interesting. But oftentimes he says we're very serious. and so I don't know if we want to, like, incorporate some more jokes and stuff. I feel like what we do is very organic and just very natural. But I do know that, like, I be trying to, like, liven it up a little bit because I know, like, with our topics and everything, it can be very serious. And like, I'm not trying to depress anybody.
But yeah, why the songbird sings? You can't. You do be choosing some very serious topics sometimes. I mean, my topic was kind of serious too, but we did make a lot of jokes out of it. We did.
It was no joke. I was serious. I was complete. How fast? From 5 a.m.
I'm talking about one of the episodes. So another, not this episode.
Oh, okay. Oh, talking about a good cussing out?
Is that what? Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Oh, I was serious. Once again, I don't be joking. I be dead serious. I don't.
Yes, why the songbird sings. Yes.
anyways, but yeah, so I just found it interesting, like, looking at other content with queer creators, with trans creators, and especially when they incorporate cis hetero aspects, just kind of seeing how they are doing it and seeing how, you know, how possibly how receptive it can be. I just find it interesting, and especially interesting the fact that, you know, we're all saying the same thing. We just have different backgrounds and we're just delivering in different ways. Which, you know, is needed because everyone takes things differently from different people. So I was just like, I wonder, like, Shahari's thoughts on it and whatnot. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So wrapping this part up before the combo.
Yes, and it's gonna be definitely interesting conversations. I would suggest anyone who, because we have had content creators on here before, and I hope you guys definitely took notes and really tried to understand. And also, we gave you a variety of people who do different content. And so Mia is going to be another person that is going to be different type of content. And if you're interested in it and you thinking about starting yourself up in such a way, I definitely say take a listen, and good luck to you. And so and let's
before
go ahead.
Before we oh, go, ahead. Can you tell them one more way how to get in contact with us? And again, like again, because I don't remember all of the all the things.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you work with men. They don't listen to nothing. They don't remember nothing.
Okay.
They barely respond.
Watch your words, because you're speaking this into the world, and you're going to get somebody who don't listen to nothing.
But yes, you can contact us either at our Gmail account, which is Why the Songbird Sings Podcast at gmail.com. Instagram and Facebook is Why the Songbird Sings, and soon to be hitting your phone screens will be our TikTok, which is WTSS, Why the Songbird Sings. And so definitely, hit us up with any of your questions, comments, concerns. They will be answered in a timely manner. Remember that we do have
jobs.
9 to 5. So we have 7 to 8 that we do. In addition to meeting up together to create this wonderful content for you. So let's go to our interview. Is that all, Shari?
That is all I have. Yes.
All right, so let's go to our interview and see you over there. Hello, everybody. This is Shauna.
And Shahari.
And Mia.
And Mia.
We're here with Miss Mia. She is a wonderful friend, stylist, inspiration. Just so many hats that she has. And I love her to death, and I hope that you guys would love her as well. Mia, how are you feeling today? How are you doing?
Great. I feel great. I love you too, by the way. Like, you're just such a loving, genuine spirit. So I'm happy to be here and to chat with you. But I feel great. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So I guess we're going to go ahead and get started. It's a little late in the evening. I don't know what people have planned besides sleep. But Mia, you are a woman of many talents. Can you share them in conjunction with the jobs and titles that you have had over the years?
Yeah, so my name is Mia once again, and you can find me on Instagram at Tribes of Ken, and I'm a social creator, and I am passionate about my braids. I love colorful braids. I'm a hair braider or hair artist. I'm also a fruit enthusiast. I love fruits, so I have a fruit channel called Naked with Plants. Oh, my braid channel on Instagram is called Braids Fest, like Braids Festival, but just with the Braids Fest without the tibble. But if you find me on my main channel, which is Tribes of Kin, from there you can see all my other endeavors. But yeah, I'm originally from Cameroon, which is in West Central Africa. It borders Nigeria, because nobody ever seems to know what Cameroon is. But whenever I say it borders Nigeria, they're like, oh yes, Nigeria. So yeah, what else? I immigrated to the US when I was a preteen in 97, good old 1997. And I've been here ever since. Yeah. So what else did you ask about? Sorry.
Your talents and the many job titles that you have had over the years.
Oh yeah. I I get bored easily. So honestly, like I've been told so many times to just pick one thing, but I feel like that's just what other people want from me. And because the United States is like such a capitalist country, they kind of push on you have to just do one thing and stick with that. But for my mental health, I can't do that. So I do content creation, photography. I make my smoothies. I love my braids. What else? So many other things that I can't even think of. Yeah.
I think I find that's an interesting thought process because as someone who's like originally from here, like that is something that's not necessarily instilled in us, but something that is most common is for us like to, for you to find your career or find your job and stay there literally until the very end. And I feel like as time has been progressing, people have been kind of straying away from that, and like you said, like go to different avenues and whatnot. Because I mean, I believe like we only live life once, so you know, you might as well, you know, do different things instead of just doing one thing, getting upset with it or tired of it or bored with it, or whatever kind of wording you like to use. And you know, and try and dibble and dabble and explore the world.
Yes, I love dibble and dabble. I love that. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't if I had to, I couldn't just do pick one thing and stick to it. So, and I feel like you can still succeed doing multiple things. Like it's not, you don't really have to like pick one thing and stick to it. And most people don't really do one thing. Like, I mean, I haven't met a person yet that only does one thing. Even if it's like, okay, they get known for one thing, but they still have other interests and other things that they do besides that one thing. And it's so boring to just do one thing every day over and over. No.
Exactly. You know, you have, I feel like I always tell my mom this is it's always important to develop a hobby. Even if you don't capitalize off your hobby, it's just always good to have some type of hobby, like outside of your work and outside of the chores and adulting that you have to do. So yeah, I definitely agree. So with that goes into this question. I'm going to stick up around my questions a little bit. Are you ever overwhelmed by your talents? Like there's not enough time to cultivate them all?
Honestly, yeah, yes, I do feel like, sometimes it's hard to keep up with everything, but I just have to plan. Like I have to have a schedule and I plan. Once I schedule and write everything out, plan it, have a calendar, then it's easier to manage it that way. But yeah, without planning and scheduling, it's damn near impossible. But
So,
I do feel overwhelmed, I'm not gonna lie. It does feel like a lot sometimes, especially like trying to post on multiple channels and yeah, I create content for multiple channels. It can be a little bit overwhelming, but I mean, I also do, I forgot to mention that I'm also like a social media coach. How could I forget that? So, oops. No, that being said, I feel like being a social media coach and being in a position where I want to help other people with their brands and their businesses, this is part of all, like, this is just like a training for, to do that. I feel like once I excel at doing my own, running my own multiple channels, and I can help other people do the same.
'cause I've been seeing on Instagram and everything how your TikTok is blowing up and everything, and you were I don't know, was it exactly for your page or if someone or they might have seen you, but I think you were mentioned in the New York Times at one point or maybe a couple
Yeah,
times.
it's during
Yeah,
COVID.
talk about that.
Well, so it was during COVID, like in the height of COVID, I think it was August of 2020, I designed a COVID, I called it my COVID turtle mask dress because it was a dress that was long sleeves and it was turtleneck and the neck part was long enough to double as a mask. So I did get a write-up because of that in the New York Post. And that was awesome because I sold a lot of dresses from that.
Yeah, because I tried to buy one and it was sold out. I was like,
you did?
I said, damn. Bitches over here buying up the shit. Can't have nothing. But yeah, you didn't mention about you design your dresses and whatnot.
Yes, I'm also a designer. And
she does so much. You forget
how much. Right. I'm just like, come on.
If I can be honest with you, though, I slowly want to get away from designing for other people. I still, you know, I make my own stuff, but I just feel like I'm getting to the point where I don't want to influence people to, like, fashion is one of the biggest polluters on our planet, if I can be honest with you. And as much as I love fashion, like, I've always loved fashion, and I always love fashion, like, I'm always want to dress up and look cute and all that, but I think I want to move away from that and just kind of focus on content creation and social, helping other people with their businesses and just inspiring people to lead a healthier lifestyle and to grow their businesses and make money.
Yes.
So, yeah.
As you have been navigating your various hats and everything, in a moment of reflection, what did younger Mia envision growing into? And how do you feel, and do you feel like you have done that, or has that vision changed from what young Mia kind of like thought of?
So growing up, I wanted to be like my mom. My mom is a nurse. And so I wanted to be like my mother. And I also, my dad is a lawyer. He's since passed away. But at one point I wanted to be a lawyer as well, because I thought that, you know, that's what they wanted for me too. You know, it was one of those things where I felt like if I could be like them, then it would be better, it would be good. You know, because I looked up to them and admired them and all that. But I know that, you know, I remember, like, as a little girl, I remember just being talked about, like, not necessarily, they weren't really talking to me directly. But I remember hearing, like, the adults talking about me and saying, oh my God, she's so smart. We can't wait to see what she grows up to be. Like, so they always like had this, I felt like they always instilled in me this, like, I was someone special and I was gonna grow up to be like somebody really important. To be honest, I feel like deep down inside, I just really wanted to be happy when I grew up. Like, I mean, and that's partly why I went to college and I have my bachelor's in psychology, but I just refused to like work for corporate America or just to do anything that I'm not going to be excited to get up and do. So I've done tons of other jobs and worked for other people, but ultimately like working for myself and setting my own schedule was like the best thing that I could have done for me, because I'm my most happiest now just doing what I want to do, like sleeping in if I need to and working till all night if that's what I have to do. And yeah, so Yeah, I don't know if that answers it, but yeah, I pretty much just wanted to be my own boss. I didn't want anybody. I actually also I skipped this part, but after high school, I wasn't I joined the U.S. Army. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army. But that also I learned a lot of discipline from being in the military. I've everything that I've pretty much done has helped me to do what I'm doing now because I've learned along the way.
So pretty much you pretty much stayed true to that young girl, and you made your way to continue to be happy and not necessarily have to like work for somebody else.
Right. And even I come from an immigrant family, and to be honest, I feel like they would be so much happier if I could just have a regular job and have like steady income. And because that's all, I mean, I'm the first artist in my family, and for a very long time, I didn't go. That's why I went to college for psychology. At one point, I was doing nursing. But then I realized I don't, this is not what I want to do. I can't do this. Because it's just, I don't, this is not me. So I hurried up and just to graduate, I switched to psychology and graduated. But I was pressured by my family at one point to just like have like a career, become a nurse or even a doctor or a lawyer or, one of those immigrant careers that they can like
Not the
brag
immigrant
about and say,
careers.
oh, look at my daughter, she's so important, she's a doctor, look at her. Yeah, so it took me a while to finally like be like, no, I don't, this is I'm just gonna do me and be an artist. And I actually moved to New York because of that.
So what kind of advice would you give to those that come from immigrant families and whatnot, that may be in similar situations, that may like have the thought of pursuing a field in the fine arts in the fine arts, and not something that is, I guess, what are those jobs called? Instead of pursuing like being a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, what would you say to those people?
I would say definitely follow your heart. Like, don't become anything just because you're pressured by anyone. So just at the end of the day, follow your heart and do what you want because you're ultimately gonna be. I mean, I have friends that are doctors and they're miserable as hell. Like, my one friend is a doctor. She's always complaining. I'm serious. Like, I'm not even kidding. It makes me realize, like, oh my God, I'm glad, I didn't go down that route because they're complaining all the time about how miserable they are, like working all the time, not even having like any time for themselves. And it's just like, yeah, they do make a certain amount of money and all that, but at the end of the day, I'd rather have my free time. If I had to pick between making a lot of money or my happiness, I'd rather be happy than to be miserable with a lot of money. So, but follow your heart, definitely. Don't let anybody talk you into doing anything that or becoming anything that you don't want to be, because that's something you have to do for the rest of your, I mean, not really for the rest of your life. You can switch if you want to, but why would you want to spend all that time doing something that's not fulfilling?
Exactly. And so, speaking of fulfilling, to my knowledge, you have a fund for women in films. Can you talk to us about that and explain to the audience about your fund that you created, and why do you think that this fund is needed?
So, being that I'm a hair braider and I'm passionate about making women feel and look beautiful, I started this organization because I mean, honestly, like being, I'm not really American born, but just being in America with the racism and everything that's here, it can be like mentally and physically taxing. And I started it just to help other Black women that want to get their hair done, and if they necessarily can't afford it, I started it because of them, to help them, like, you know, get their hair done so that they can feel better about, because if you look better, you feel better too, you know. Once your hair is done, you like feel like a brand new person. And
kind of are a brand new person.
Yeah. So I started it to sort of help with that, because I know that getting your hair done too can be very expensive, and not everybody can afford to drop, you know, $100, couple hundred dollars to get their hair done. So that's why I started it, to help Black women with their mental, because hair care is self-care, and it's really like important to like take care of yourself, because I honestly grew up in a house where, like, even though you know, racism is in America, but misogyny is pretty much worldwide. And I grew up in a house where my grandmothers and mothers and aunties, they always put themselves last, and they always took care of their husbands and the children and everybody before themselves. And I know that a lot of Black women do that. They forget about themselves. And, you know, we have to, it's important that we take care of ourselves first, because if you're, you have to fill your own cup before you can fill other, you can fill other people's cups. So, yeah.
Y'all, she is preaching a word. I love that you did that, and I love that you said those things, because I was speaking with my mother not too long ago, and I was literally telling her the other day, my badness, the same thing. I'm like, hey, sis, when you gonna go get your hair done? She was like, I don't know. I mean, this needs to be done. This, I'm like, no, when are you gonna get your hair done? Like, cause you have done my hair plenty of times and have got me together and had me feeling like a whole new person. Yeah. as I walk around now slinging these braids everywhere. But her self-esteem rises, and she puts on a different persona when her hair is done. Mm-hmm. and it's like she can still like go to the store, this and the other, but it's just how she walks through in public, that that kind of just gives, you can tell it really lifts her up. And so I was like, this is the purpose of her organization. And I mean, people don't think about how getting your nails done, getting a massage, getting your hair braided, getting, you know, getting just anything done to your body that is enriching and healthy and soothing to you, how that can really help your self-esteem and really help you help push you to do better or to get out of bed that next day sometimes. Because sometimes a lot of people, especially during this pandemic, are crippled because they don't have a lot of money, and they'll be looking like they're looking real rough, like they just bought 5 pimps. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like everyone needs a moment to like pull themselves together and be the person that they envision inside themselves.
Right.
Awesome, awesome.
And I mean, just to touch up on that too, I mean, self-care can also be, it doesn't always have to be like spending money. It could just be getting enough sleep, getting enough water, making sure you're eating, you know, the right things, and like going for a walk and just getting outside. So But we need, you know, after you do all of those things, you still need your hair done. So you can do all those things and still, you don't want to look raggedy while you're doing all those things. So you still get your hair done while you go for your little walk.
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody might buy you an ice cream cone or something because you look good.
Yeah, like you said, when you go for your little walk and your hair is done, you walk different. Like, bounce through that those woods, like you'd be little red riding. You walk totally differently.
Not little Red Riding Hood. Oh my goodness. Shahar, do you have anything to ask? Miss
Well, you took my question, so no.
My bad. I thought
I've spent a long time cultivating that question, but thank you for your service, Mia. You've been in the army for however long. And I do agree with some of the things that you said as far as going for happiness. And you know, even on the dude side, whenever you get a haircut, you do transform a little bit with a haircut, especially when they do a little paint thing in your hair to make it look like you have hair. You know,
the deception.
Starter locks.
Are those starter locks?
Oh, what I have? No. These are just like twists that I untwisted. Yeah, but yeah. That's what I have. So next time I'll try to keep my question to myself. So I'll just. But yeah, I agree with a lot of stuff that you said as far as going for happiness, because whenever I was in college, I was for a moment they were going to go to business, even though I really wanted to do music. My parents encouraged me to just do music because I know I did like music, so I did go for what I knew, and now I am where I am. So I do agree with what you said as far as go with happiness. So.
That's amazing, though. It's you're lucky to have parents that encourage you to go after what, you know.
Yeah, because they knew that I wanted to do music. So, yeah. But yeah, that's the gist of what I can glean from this conversation. Yeah. Y'all put so much out there, so I'm so confused.
Men too, like men getting their haircuts and their hair done. It's true for men and women.
Absolutely. That is true, because I feel like we do kind of ignore the men when it comes to self-care and everything, especially the Black men, you know, and I feel like the Black man is definitely a demographic that needs, I guess, encouragement to do such, because I feel like while Black women will sacrifice everything else for their self-care, I feel like with Black men, they just ignore it for whatever reason. Yeah. And Shahar, you can tell me if I'm wrong. You can tell me, you can disagree with that statement or not.
I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. I didn't necessarily neglect mine. I mean, just sometimes it's just hard to find. You don't want to go through the process of finding someone, because you got to find someone who's not going to mess up your hair as far as just haircut. And then as far as this, I had to search around to find someone. But the person I used, I have to find somebody else next time to do these twists, because I didn't like the way it turned out at first. But after a while, it's finally fluffed out. But yeah, I think sometimes it's just hard to find people, or you don't want to go through the process of finding people. So I guess that might be as far as my excuse for letting it not be tip top all the time. And then sometimes we honestly just don't care. Just don't have the want.
I mean, that's, I can dig it. You definitely gave us some wonderful words, and I really hope that, because some of our listeners are in the UK and whatnot that I've seen, and so just in case, you know, there's somebody that is like trying to come to America and pursue the arts, whatever, I really like the fact that you gave that perspective of someone who came here and was like, all right, I'm not going to do the typical structured thing. I'm going to freelance and find my happiness. And because you don't hear that often and hear people who do it and that are happy at the same time. And so I love your perspective to this show with that, because I'm sure there's somebody out there that needs that message. And then also, you just do so many things to where people are probably going to hit you up after this and be like, hey, you know, can you work on my Facebook or my Instagram or my TikTok? Because God knows I do not know how to do TikTok. So therefore, mm-hmm. I will send them over to you.
Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate you guys for giving me the spotlight. And God bless you guys. I hope this podcast continues to like flourish. And if you can, I'm on socials at Tribes of Kin, TRIBESOFKIN. From there, you can find all my other things that I do.
We will post your Instagram and everything in our description box. And I know if you guys go to her Instagram, which the Tribes of Kin, what you call her link tree is there for all of her websites and everything. And yeah, and so awesome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
thank you so much, Mia.
Nice to meet you, Shahari.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye.
Reflection.